how many shapes does the McDonald's McNugget come in? Is it just one shape for all McNuggets, or are there different shapes? Think back to the last time you had a McNugget, which is forever ago. But were they all the same shape, or were they different shapes?
Well, the kids ones, I know, come in like, I know the kids have like special ones. I don't think that they're McNuggets, but I know they have like little like stars and...
Not at McDonald's.
Oh, but not at McDonald's.
Everybody has the same McNugget at McDonald's.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I thought a McNugget was a McNugget, like a, you know, like a can of Coke. It's a certain size.
So one size only. There's no rhyme or reason to it, or
one
they're
size
all
fits
different.
All. Yeah, one size fits all. A McNugget's a McNugget. It's not even all chicken. So that's how they can make them all the same size all the time, because it's a product. Why would they make a? Why wouldn't a product have a standardization?
Right.
I mean, it would be weird if I suddenly, I don't know, if I was going out and I was buying, like, what do I eat in the morning? An English muffin. Can you imagine if there were English muffins? And every time I bought them, I couldn't predict the size of them, because then you couldn't tell me what the calorie count was.
This is true. But
or the nutritional count. Maybe I'm interested in knowing how many carbs I'm having.
But when it comes to McNuggets, think back. Are they one shape, one size, or are they different? And is there any rhyme or reason to it why they're different?
I mean, is this like all snowflakes are different, or fingerprints, or is it so in case anybody murders a McNugget, we can identify it?
See, in my whole life, I thought they're just round, and they're all round, and they're all the same shape. Like you said, they're not real anyway, so you can make them any shape you want. They just make them round.
They're tater tot size. It's not really round. It's like a tater tot.
That's a big damn tater tot.
It's like an oval.
It's a big damn tater tot.
Yeah, it's a big damn tater tot. It's not, but it's not perfectly round. It's not like a milk dud or a malt ball or whatever.
Okay, so my whole life I thought they were just one size fits all.
Are they not?
No, they actually come in four different shapes, and they have names for them.
What? How do we not know this?
I know. How did I go my whole life and not know this? It's a boot, a bell, a ball, and a bow tie.
No way.
Yeah, they,
oh my God. I was today years old when I learned that McNuggets come in four different shapes and sizes.
And I'm going to call complete BS on this, because there's a video, because people want to know, how are they made? What are they made of?
Mm-hmm.
So McDonald's actually went to a place to show you how they're made. It's like the hot dogs. I don't think you want to know how they're made.
Right.
you're just supposed to eat them. But they say they're 100% real chicken.
Well, not 100%. David Seeley says the shape is a blob.
No, it's actually a boot, a bell, a ball, and a bow tie.
But is that every McDonald's? Or is that like certain McDonald's have boots, certain McDonald's have bow ties? Like, just depending on where you go?
No.
Do you order them by the shape? Are you like, I'd like the bow ties today, please?
They make them in one factory.
Hi, I'm Nicoletta. I'm the supply chain manager for McDonald's Restaurants of Canada. And I'm here today at Cargill in London, Ontario, to answer a question we received from Armand from Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay, so we're going to find out if they're pink goop, or are they actually real chicken? And they say it's real chicken.
I would hope it's real chicken, because they're certainly murdering a lot of chickens. I would hate to think that they're murdering chickens just for the heck of it. Like, they're murdering chickens because they have some kind of weird sociopath thing going on, and then they serve us something else.
This is the image that you're referring to. It's an image that often gets associated with McDonald's, and it's a question that we get a lot. We don't know what it is or where it came from, but it has nothing to do with our chicken McNuggets.
You sure?
But I want you to see for yourself. So that's why we're here today at Cargill, Canada, to see how our chicken McNuggets are made.
So they make them all in one place.
We've got Jen, who's a product development scientist for Cargill, Canada. And she's
she isn't. She's an actress.
Yeah, start in the deboning department.
She's not
a
scientist.
And as you can see, the process starts with whole chickens. We separate all of the chicken cuts and set aside the chicken breast meat for chicken McNuggets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
So on this part of the line, the chicken breast that's been separated.
She's like 15. I think I saw her in a commercial last week.
This is the chicken breast that we use in the chicken McNuggets. So next to the bin of chicken breast meats are pushed to the blending room, and we're lifting it up and dumping it into the grinder and adding the ground chicken breast meat to the blender.
This doesn't make me want to eat some, by the way.
And some chicken skin.
Wow, well, you can't say anything because that looks exactly like what
so
you feed your dogs.
That's refer a good back to the image for Armand. Here's the pink goo image, and here's what we have. So it's very different. All we've got here is just chicken breast that's been ground up, as well as seasoning and a natural
I saw her in a Skittles commercial last week. She's an actor.
But they're not chicken nuggets just yet, so we're going to see how the rest of the process is made.
She
right
was
now
in Justice League.
In the forming room, the blended chicken
was the young Wonder Woman.
Into the four chicken
she was in the boys.
Shapes, the ball, the belt,
see, look,
the boot, and the bow tie.
Oh,
and then the chicken McNugget shapes covered with a light batter and covered by a second thicker batter called tempura.
Batter.
So we tempura, just par fried the nuggets. We're going to take one off the bell.
Look at that.
When I break it in half, you can see it's raw inside, and it's the same blended meat that we took out of the blender and sent through the portioner.
Your dog
so
would love it there.
It so we can
my
set
dog
that
would love
batter
it there.
On
right
it, but the nuggets will be fully cooked in the restaurants.
That's right.
So they send them raw, and then they cook them in the restaurant.
But they say it's all chicken breast, which I don't believe that at all. I think that's a lie.
Yeah, that seems like a terrible way to do business, to use the most expensive part.
You would think.
David agrees with me. Yeah, she was in that not-so-fresh-feeling commercial.